Support for The Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vastly different. If you're looking for something to do with your entire family this spring that is both a resort and an educational facility, Moody Gardens may be just the ticket, and it's right here in our very own state of Texas. We'll talk with representatives from Moody Gardens on today's program. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are in the KTTZ studios with Kevin Aguilar and Alexis Shelley, who are both PR coordinators for Moody Gardens right here in our own Lone Star State. Welcome to you both. Thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us back.
Kevin, let me begin with you. Moody Gardens is something that is unique to Texas, our own state.
Absolutely.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, it really is a hidden gem in the state of Texas. And we started out in the early 80s, and really we started as hippotherapy, horse therapy for the Moody family. And it really kind of grew from there. You know, we did some community outreach, some educational outreach, and then from there, things started popping up, like our rainforest pyramid and our aquarium. I actually just celebrated over a 20-year milestone there for the aquarium. So definitely some rich history there on Galveston Island. And we also have a discovery pyramid. So really, those are sort of the classics for Moody Gardens. You know, when you drive in 45 South in from Houston, you get on the Galveston Causeway. And you'll see those three unique pyramids, and that is Moody Gardens. We have our blue pyramid, that is our aquarium pyramid. So inside, it's really dedicated to the oceans, and you'll see penguins in our South Atlantic penguin exhibit, and these are cold climate penguins. We have an exhibit featuring Humboldt penguins, and those are warm climate penguins from off the coast of Peru. We have a Caribbean tunnel featuring all sorts of exotic fish and sharks, and we have touch tanks where you can touch a real life jellyfish, and you can touch a starfish, and there's really unique for all ages. I say for young ones, but I feel like for the adults too, to kind of experience sort of a, you know, bring back the kid in themselves. And of course, I'd be remiss, you know, if I didn't mention our rainforest pyramid, because it's walk in and you feel like you're on the actual treetops of the rainforest. You know, you feel that humidity, but inside of there, there's free-flighted birds and all this exotic plant life surrounding you. And there's different animal exhibits there as well. On exhibit, we have a Komodo dragon, and we have a bat exhibit, and we even have some snakes in there. So again, really immersive, but also educational. We also have our Discovery Pyramid, and that's got, on the top floor of that, that's our Discovery Museum. So we've got roving exhibits in there. Right now, we're featuring Skeletown. It's all about the bones of the body. So very interesting, very hands-on too. And the bottom floor of that Discovery Pyramid is actually an attraction we have. It's called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. So it's kind of Moody Gardens' own twist on that classic novel and that classic story. So again, it's a tourist destination in a way, but also very hands-on with education and really a sight for the eyes once you kind of visit the property. And like I said, when you're driving in from Houston and you see those unique pyramids, you really get a chance to really immerse yourself.
Touching a jellyfish.
Yes.
Woo. My goodness gracious. Okay, that's I'm not sure everybody's going to want to do that. But I think it's a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Terrific. So you've described what I suppose are ongoing exhibits.
Yes.
Is that right?
So that's correct. These are attractions that are available year-round whenever you visit Moody Gardens on Galveston Island.
Well, And that leads me to the next point, which is we have spring break coming up. We have people who are going to be looking for something to do with their family. And here is something right in our very own state that is unique to our state and really a unique sort of idea. Alexis, what do you have in mind just for the folks who are interested in springtime?
Absolutely. So Kevin mentioned those three pyramids. Well, in addition to the three pyramids, which of course they don't leave, open 365, we have our movie theaters. And we have a 3D theater and a 4D theater. Our 3D theater is actually the largest screen in Texas that you can actually see a movie on. We're bringing in some exciting movies for spring break. One of them is Exhibition Chesapeake. So it's all about the Chesapeake Bay, which is, of course, on the north part of the country. But being on Galveston Island, we have our own bay right outside our front yard with a Galveston Bay. And actually, I didn't even realize until I watched the film, there's a lot of similarities between Galveston Bay and Chesapeake Bay. So that we're really going to be able to show those similarities. A lot of the same species live in those bays. They're very, very similar ecosystems. And it's really important why we can protect those bays and protect those ecosystems. And we're actually bringing in somebody pretty exciting to kind of help us share that message. We are actually bringing in Jeff Corwin. On March 7th, if you're familiar with him, he's an Emmy-winning naturalist and conservationist, works with several different news organizations. So he's actually going to come in, and he's very familiar with Chesapeake Bay. He lives up there. He's from up there. So he'll be able to kind of explain Chesapeake Bay and, again, kind of tie in those similarities and differences between Chesapeake Bay and Galveston Bay. So he's actually going to be at Mid Gardens on March 7th. So we're literally kicking off spring break with a bang with Jeff Corwin. You'll actually be able to go out with him on our Colonel Paddable boat. That's the boat that kind of goes on part of the bay, part of the bayou off there. And again, he'll interpret the bay, explain about the species, and explain why it's important to protect those ecosystems. So that'll be super fun. We sneak the learning in. You don't realize you're learning because you're just, you know, learning about cool animals or, you know, cool ecosystems. But you'll learn at least one thing. And then the second movie we're bringing in for spring break is called Ancient Caves. And when you hear the term ancient caves, you might not necessarily immediately jump to underwater cave diving. But this movie actually features underwater cave diving pretty extensively. And we're actually lucky at Moody Gardens. We actually have somebody on our staff who actually does underwater cave diving. Our dive safety officer, he actually goes out into the Yucatan Peninsula out in Mexico and does research in those caves and does several different expeditions. So Jake, our dive safety officer, he's actually going to present some of his research and some of his findings from that cave diving that he does on March 14th. In addition to the movie, we're going to be showing the movie, and he's going to be explaining some of his research, and he's going to have some of the equipment that he uses so you can kind of explore and kind of see how he works out in those environments and what he does and why it's important, again, to learn about the organisms that live in these caves and what they can teach us about the Earth's climate and things like that. So that will be really, really exciting for guests. And it's really exciting for us at Moody Gardens because we actually have somebody who has gone out and done what you're seeing in the film in real life right there on our staff. So that'll be super fun. And then I mentioned we have our 4D theater as well. We're actually bringing in Aquaman in 4D for spring break. And it is a shortened version of the Aquaman movie that came out a few years ago, if you're familiar with Jason Momoa. So that'll be really fun. And because it's in 4D, it literally engages all of your senses. So you're watching a 3D movie, but you might get splashes of water. You might feel something tickle your leg. You might, you know, your seat might rumble a little
bit.
Wind
gusts. Wind
gusts.
Yeah.
You might, you know, smell the salt of the seawater. So it's really fun and really engaging. You're not just watching a movie, but you feel like you're part of the experience.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great. That sounds wonderful. So these are all the things that people can do for the entire family.
Absolutely.
Right? And you have adult things. Not that those things aren't adult, but I know you have like golf and other things like that too. Right?
Absolutely. You know, we have the Moody Gardens golf course right next door. Fantastic golf course. And at the hotel near the attractions on property, a really fantastic hotel with fine dining, casual dining. You know, really, you can make it a one-stop shop. You know, we recommend if you're flying, fly in into Hobby Airport. That's about 45 minutes from Galveston, and you make your way in and you can book your stay at Moody Gardens Hotel. MoodyGardens.org is your best source for kind of more info on the attractions. You can buy your tickets online. You can link over to the hotel, book your reservation, link over to the golf course and book your tee time. And like Alexis said, you know, it's really every member of the family, there's something that every member of the family can really attach to there at Moody Gardens. And whether you're passionate about wildlife, whether you want to learn more about our oceans, you know, we're very connected to the earth and kind of preserving the earth and more about education, and we value research. And there's always something going on behind the scenes that maybe you don't know about. So we always encourage guests to follow our social media. Actually, just this last week, we had a penguin chick hatch at our South Atlantic exhibit. So, you know, there's always something around every corner. It's never the same experience twice. And we're lucky enough we get to be around for all these new experiences and things like that. But great to share for your listeners and for guests that may want to come out. Maybe you've never been to Galveston Island, but there's so much to do. There's a rich history on the island. We have a historic district. We have the Strand featuring fantastic shops and restaurants. And we've got the cruise terminal, so maybe you're planning a cruise. We always say you can leave your vehicle at Moody Gardens in our parking garage at the hotel, and then you can we'll shuttle you over to the cruise terminals.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay. So really, like I said, one-stop shop, and you can kind of book in your cruise with a visit to Moody Gardens. So
even better.
Yeah.
That's great. Alexis, so let's say that I'm interested in my wife and my daughter, and we want to do everything.
Okay.
And so I'm getting ready to book online. How many days and how long should we budget to be there?
I would say probably two at the minimum to see everything. I've seen people do it in one day, but you'll be very, very tired, especially coming all the way up from this part of the state. So I would say definitely two, but that's great. We actually do have a two-day pass that you can buy, and it actually gets you unlimited admission into all the attractions for those 2 days that you're there. So you can kind of pick and choose what you want to do. If you want to go to the aquarium one day and then like, hey, I want to go back, you can go back the next day. And if you miss something or want to spend a little bit more time. So I would really suggest minimum 2 days to see everything. So you, as Kevin mentioned, you can go to Moody Gardens. Gardens.org. Really look at all the ticket options. We have tons. We have that two-day pass. We have a one-day pass. You can get tickets for just a single attraction. We have combos available. So tons of different options. And also, if you decide you do want to book a stay at the hotel as well, there's also combo packages with the hotel. You can purchase your room and tickets to the attractions as well as like a combo package. So it's really, we really make it a one-stop shop and try to make it as easy as possible for people to come down. And I would suggest purchase your tickets online, so when you get to Moody Gardens, you don't have to wait in that ticket line. Especially if you've been traveling, you know, you kind of just want to jump out and enjoy the fun. So if you really just go and purchase the tickets online, when you get to Moody Gardens, you can just go have fun. Don't worry about having to get tickets.
And once we get there and get parked, everything is walkable in on site as
yes,
you get there.
Yes, of course. We've got a central parking lot, and that kind of offshoots to where if you want to go check into the hotel, you can do that. If you want to run and see a 3D movie, you can do that easily. Want to run to the aquarium, it's all right there in one centralized location.
And all the attractions, I should mention, they're walking distance, but even if it's raining, we have covered parkways.
Yes.
So,
oh, yes.
So you're taken, right. taken care of.
And I should mention, too, just real quick, Moody Gardens, the property itself, is ADA accessible. So maybe there's someone that's handicapped or in a wheelchair. You know, we have ramps. You can go through the rainforest in that wheelchair, and there's ramps in there as well. So it's very accessible. Always important to mention that, because I know when people travel, right. you know, you're always not sure. And again, you can go to our website for more information, and we have operators that work there in the visitor center, and they can assist with any questions you may have regarding booking your trip or questions specific about the ticketing or attractions, what have you. So
very knowledgeable.
Yes, excellent. Absolutely.
And the website is
moodygardens.org.
Excellent. Great. Kevin Aguilar and Alexis Shelley are both public relations coordinators for Moody Gardens, and they've been our guests today on the Front Row. Thank you both very, very much for making the trip up here.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it.
We
and thanks
appreciate
for being
it.
On the show.
Thank you so much.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm your host, Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Support for The Front Row comes from the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, announcing the 2019-2020 season. More information is at lubbocksymphony.org.